Check WNST, Tassel Baltimore and Baltimore Positive. We are a positively at Foreign Daughter, a Curio Wellness brand. We're over here at Timonium doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. Yes, there are crab cakes. Jerry and Aaron have left a half dozen behind. Gina Shock's going to get a shock when she rolls in. I got a crab cake for her and for Wendell. Michael and Wendy Bronfine, who are in the picture back here, the Curio father and daughter founders, going to be joining us in the last hour. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I got the Oh Snap gingerbread. They smell like gingerbread. They really do. The peppermint, I'm still not convinced the peppermint payout multiplier smell. They're just overwhelmed by the O snaps. But we also have the unwrapped cash. I've been giving these out here at Foreign Daughter today. Also, our friends at Window Nation, 866-90-NATION. I'm not going to wear the funny hat because it's a little Gilligan-y, because I'm trying to, you know, get the science project together here the next couple hours. I'm going to learn stuff, and I'm going to hang out with rock and roll royalty and rock and roll Hall of Famer Gina Shock. 866-90-NATION. You buy two, you get two free. 0% financing, and I got to check in on doors because I need some doors. Also, our friends at Jiffy Lube Multicare. I got to get my oil change. There's a Jiffy Lube right there.
Mm-hmm.
You can see it from here. It's right across the street from far. I didn't realize that. I'm just like Jiffy Lube, Multicare. I'm looking. Hey, they got room for me in bay number two right now. Maybe go over to get. I might get my oil change right over here. I might not go to Dundalk. Drew Westerveld is here. He has no idea why. I reached out to the internet on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. It's a true story. Tell everybody who you are. Tell everybody what Hex is. What is Hex?
Well, it's a laundry product. I can guarantee you I never thought I'd make laundry products, but
when you were playing lacrosse, you were not first in class to make laundry products.
No. Played lacrosse for arguably way too long. Went to UMBC, played with MLL and NLL for 10 years, and then went the entrepreneurial route and saw that there was a ton of growth with activewear and Under Armour and that type of fabric. And I had challenges cleaning my gear when I played, and thought there was an interesting opportunity to enter the laundry category to make products more specifically focused on performance.
What were you going to do when you grew up? Like, because I often ask lacrosse players, like, what was the real plan when you were out there? Because with football players, the real plan is to go make $1 million in the NFL, right?
Yeah.
And I go back to Gary Gate and Paul Gate, mm-hmm. and all those guys, Gordon Boone, 30 years ago on this radio station, you know, with Teddy Bauer. I mean, I'm talking about all the lacrosse mm-hmm. royalty
yeah.
in this area. Bill Tanton, the Hall of Fame, mm-hmm. trying to make it something a kid would want to grow up and make $1 billion doing. But what were you going to do with your education at UMBC?
Yeah, it wasn't going to retire from lacrosse. I hope that changes someday, but you know, I still don't feel like I've grown up.
Well, but you're one of the thing, you know. I mean, I'd say
no. It's fun. It's competitive. There's a lot of sports aspects to running a business, but
I know that.
I like what we do. I think we've got a cool widget here, and I think there's a cool opportunity in the category with what's going on. And
so you don't even know my story with your product, right? You don't even know what you're doing.
Only what you reached out online about.
All right. So you'd never heard of me before Tuesday?
No, I'd heard of you.
Okay. All right. I don't know if you had or not.
Yeah.
I think I had heard of you once I heard your name, and then I realized we're already first connected on LinkedIn, right? Mm-hmm. We were already connected on LinkedIn. I don't know how or why. All right, so I do a lot of hot yoga, and you know, I got time. I'm going to grab my water here because I got crab cake in my teeth, and even though we're doing a live thing here, I'm just going to get off the set and just say, this is a hell of a crab cake that Jerry Schlichting sent me over here in Aaron from Clean Cuisine. So I'm hydrating, and I know what you're thinking. Like, he's a really handsome, fit man for being 55 years of age and looks a little younger than that.
Mm-hmm.
So In 1999, I was nationally syndicated at Sporting News Radio, and they told me, you're going to go up to Philadelphia and do a show with Brian Baldinger. And I'm like, oh, I know him. He played for the Eagles. You know, I was a season ticket holder. And I went up there, and the first day I met Baldinger, we were at NFL. Steve Sable was there, and Ron Jaworski. They were doing the show and all that. And I met Baldinger, and he's got the finger and the whole thing. And he still does all of this on his Twitter. He did it the other day on Twitter. Nasty, you got to get into yoga. You got to get into Bikram hot yoga. You got to. So, and here I'm looking at this guy that played on AstroTurf
right.
that was cement
mm-hmm.
in Indianapolis, Dallas, and Philadelphia. He's getting hot yoga. Getting hot. So I've been doing hot yoga for 25 years. I'm partners with my Planet Fitness partners. No, And I'm a hot yoga guy as well. I did a lot of sort of, you know, meditation, hot yoga down at Midtown Yoga. Kim Manfredi was my original yogini 25 years ago. She's out in Palm Springs painting stuff now. And I'm still doing yoga. And the stuff stinks, right? Mm-hmm. So about 5 years ago, I'm doing yoga in Midtown. And I had a teacher, an instructor, a yoga instructor, who gave me like a little sample of this thing that said Hex on it. Mm-hmm. And she said, yeah, I got some samples. It's a local company. And this is like 2017, 18, 19, yeah. Somewhere in there.
Yep.
Then I got a couple samples. And I don't know that I even really used them, right? But
sure.
But the stuff I took home smelled like battery acid after a while. And I wrestled in high school. The reason I have my Dundalk High, I was a wrestler in 10th grade. And it's the only thing I could compare to the smell
sure.
of wrestling yeah. and like being with sweaty dudes mm-hmm. who were 16 in Dundalk in 1984. I couldn't get the smell out of half my stuff. Long underwear, mm-hmm. anything that has that fabric that you would call an Under Armour miracle
yeah, synthetic.
Fabric. Synthetic fabric, yeah. Fair enough. So it worked. And my wife bought the antibacterial fabric protector. And I'm going to be really honest with you now. She's not here. She's in the Hampshire. She's going to kill me when she comes back. But I'll get her a crab cake from... I got some... You know what I have? This will make her happy. I have the butternut lasagna from... This will square thing. Yeah. So my wife brought this home. And I was cleaning my products the last like 6 months with the wrong product. And then she went online. And we were going to go like Target. Wise Markets is my sponsor. They do not stock this. There are a couple places. You can tell me the places you can and can't get it. She went online and ordered this product, which is the detergent. This has gone a lot better for me. The detergent's done a lot better at cleaning the product than the fabric.
Yeah, you got to use them together.
Did. You do?
Yeah.
I have never done that.
Yeah.
I used, here, hold, how much is left of that?
Not much.
Yeah, you can hear what's left in it. And then this morning I did last night's load,
yep.
and I'm running low.
Yeah.
My wife is in New Hampshire. The only reason you're sitting here is because you're wondering, what the hell am I doing here in the middle of a cannabis dispensary at Bar and Daughter talking about my product with this sports guy who I'm first yep. connected on LinkedIn with?
Yep.
So my wife said, get some Hex. We went to a couple stores, couldn't find it last week. And I'm getting...
Yeah, I can fix that.
One batch left, yeah. I think. And I did a batch this morning.
Yep.
Right? I did this skirt that I for,
yeah.
with it, literally, okay?
Yeah.
So with my batch. So on Tuesday night, I became a smartass, and I took the picture of these, and it's a really nice portrait picture in front of a martini glass that I put up online. And I said, if anybody knows these people, I'm like, I need to find the product. And I thought somewhere along the line, I need a sponsor.
Yeah.
But I also like want to have the person on the show because I don't know what this is or why it's magic and how it works. But it's like magic. It literally is, this is like a magic product, right? So I said on Tuesday, I'm like, I'm going to put this out to the universe. And I'm going to find out how many people I know that know whoever the Hex person is. And I texted my wife. I said, by Thursday, this guy will be begging for mercy to come on the program because people are going to hit this guy and tell him I'm looking for him. And I put it across Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, maybe. I put the picture up. I figured you'd appreciate me saying your product's great.
Yeah.
So I put it out. And I heard back from 50 people by 9 o'clock at night that you were the guy. At 9:30, I heard from you, but I went to bed early because I'm old and I do yoga. And I get up at 3 in the morning and I run a business because I'm that guy too.
Yeah.
And I said to my wife by Thursday, so you text me Tuesday and then Wednesday morning. And by the time I got to my wife at Wednesday, I'm like, I've already heard from the guy twice. He's a lacrosse player from UMBC. He probably knows Karinji.
Yep.
Yeah, he probably knows Freeman.
I know,
you know
Coach.
What I mean?
Yep.
Like, so all of these people probably know Steve Levy.
Yep.
So, who I've known for 40 years.
Yep.
So, I don't know how I don't know you, and I don't know how we're first connected, but I am thrilled that you're here and being a part of the program, and you're going to tell me, I just told you everything I know about you. I haven't even Googled you, dude. I haven't even gone to your website. I know you're a lacrosse dude, and I know you must be a genius to come up with this. So,
well, I mean, you touched on it earlier. You asked about lacrosse, and you're not making the money that the NFL or MLB guys
you
make.
Get a job.
So, what are you going to do, right? I think lacrosse was the conduit to figuring out, you know, the entrepreneurial side of this, and the backstory was, I had been playing indoor and outdoor in the professional leagues.
You're like young. How old are you?
38.
You're young. Okay. Washed up as an athlete, but young as a youth.
Correct.
Right. All right.
You couldn't pay me to play lacrosse again. But did it for 10 years after college. It was a ton of fun. but I was reading about high dollar athletes, I'll say real athletes, getting MRSA staph infections and the remedy, because I was playing in these venues in NHL or, you know, I played for Denver and a bunch of different franchises, but we were
it's
playing.
It's a big problem in the NHL too.
Right. So, yeah. But the remedy was like disinfect the facility and hope it goes away. And I had met with some people locally that were chemists, and the idea was instead of just hope it goes away, let's create something that prevents it from coming back. So I was going to leverage my lacrosse travel to make a commercial cleaning product to protect sports venues. And what we learned was what's in the laundry product is a product that provides prevention. So it stays in the fabric and inhibits odor. It promotes wickability. It promotes a lot of performance benefits you find in activewear. But the backstory is we figured out that the antimicrobial or the chemistry that's in this works in the commercial setting on a breadth of surfaces like turf or plastics or textiles. And the light bulb in my head was like, I have to fly home from wherever I'm playing a game this weekend. I have my gear bag. I have to wash it. I had tried everything and it smelled great. But the next time I played or you go to hot yoga, it didn't smell
great.
Dude,
I would get in yoga and 10 minutes in, I'm like, this shirt smells like ass.
Right. So,
you know, and I don't, how do I get it out?
So did some research and found that all laundry products were built for like cotton because that's what we cleaned for forever. And then this emergence of what Under Armour created of synthetics took over wardrobes and it created a cleaning challenge. So a lot of the big brands were hoping fragrance solved the problem. And we said, well, maybe there's an opportunity in this category to make a, I would say, niche or specialty care product that actually cleans activewear because it's expensive
stuff. What was your
major? It was economics.
Nothing to do with science?
Nothing.
Man, I had my high school science teacher on this show, and I don't think I could pass ninth grade biology. I really don't. I mean, I don't think I would have the math, the algebra, so, like, this is what... This began as a MRSA issue for you, right?
It began as a commercial cleaning product. And then when we figured out what the product could actually do, the thing that made most sense to me was I have a personal problem with, I'm given all of this, we'll call it an Under Armour, whoever sponsor our leagues. I have all this gear and it's disgusting. I've washed it. It's not working. And to me, this was like, this is an opportunity to put this stuff
in the market. So you know what my wife
did
recently? Dude, I'm talking 6 weeks ago. I had five or six pieces that now that winter was here, like long underwear,
yeah, yeah.
Right? Vinegar, white vinegar in the tub, soak, your hands smell like Easter eggs, right? I've done that, and it still doesn't work.
Well, that's kind of where we thought the opportunity was. It's like you have all these folks creating, being their own chemist at home, trying to figure out a solution, and it's like, let's just pull chemistry together, ingredients together that actually work for the fabric. So what we found was that we could create a product that didn't have fragrance to cover it up, but could actually remove what was in the fabric. And then what we did leave behind on the fabric was, like, for instance, when you buy an Under Armour t-shirt or a Lululemon t-shirt or you name it, a lot of them say that they stretch, they breathe, they wick, and they have an anti-odor tech built in. So we
said, have a big tag for all of
correct.
Them.
Correct. So right. We said, that's awesome. But why not build a laundry product that washes all that stuff back in every time so it never degrades? That was essentially the thesis behind this brand of, like, all these cool, innovative companies.
I'm going to read it out loud. This is the back. What is Hex? The Hex molecule is the real deal. We're talking deep cleaning tech so advanced that it can penetrate even the tightest knit performance fabrics. So I don't know enough about fabric other than that feels nice, that feels icky. That's wool.
Sure.
You know, this is something I want next to my body. And I picked this shirt out today.
Sure.
Like active Kenneth Cole. I mean, it's like I wouldn't sweat in it, but it's cotton.
Yeah,
I wouldn't wear it to yoga, but I have a different wicking thing. So anyway, it targets and eliminates odors at the source. It creates a shield against stunk, and static. The holiday season. Yeah. And it makes clothes feel as fresh as the first time. Hex, yeah. When did you invent this? What's the right word? Develop it?
Yeah. I worked with, chemists and people a lot smarter
than
me.
So how many years? Right. I mean, I'm gathering that like, you did something completely outside of your science.
Sure. Sure, but it made a lot of sense to me, right? It was something that I was dealing with. It was like, hey, these products are awesome. Whether you're talking about lacrosse equipment or performance fabrics or Christ, everything
your
we're
kid,
wearing is...
Your kid stinks in, right?
I mean, yeah. I think 10 years ago, activewear was stuff you wear at the gym. Now it's, we wear it to
it's
work
awesome.
all the time. So to me, it was like an opportunity to be like, can we solve a problem? Because I think a lot of consumers do what you said. I put vinegar, I do all this stuff at home, and I create a solution. It's like, well, it shouldn't be that challenging. And I think in the laundry category, you know, it's a place in the grocery store or wherever you buy it where you're like, I don't love doing laundry. I got to do it. I got to buy it. It's not an aisle that's shopped. And I don't.
That's
think,
why when I called you to come talk about it, you're like, this isn't sexy.
Yeah.
Who wants to hear about laundry?
I think that's, you know, from the entrepreneurial
side. They smell
side.
You coming yeah. before you get there, though, you know?
I think we were actually a bit naive entering the category because it's super competitive space. It's owned by big, big, big brands. And I think how we've gone after it is, you know, the analogy I'd use is in cleaning, right? You don't use one cleaner to clean your entire house. There's stuff you use for your refrigerator that's different from your countertops, it's different from your floors. Yet in laundry, we've been told forever that you just use laundry detergent.
Well, every piece of, you know, I'm wearing this nice Robert Graham shirt, and you'll say machine wash should have all these things, but it doesn't tell you what kind of detergent to use.
Well, what's interesting about activewear, if you read the care tag on them, it says what not to do, not what to do. It says don't use excess detergent, don't use softeners, don't use dryer sheets, don't use this. And it doesn't say what to do. So that's where we were like, this is an opportunity. Now, the challenge is consumers don't think like you said, this fabric's different than this fabric. And I think is the more...
Well, they see when they do laundry, they do whites and colors and light. I mean, I always
and
break
now
those
it's starting
down,
to segment
right?
into type. And that's where we think there's an opportunity is what's already happened in the category.
So you can wash that Under Armour shirt all you want with that cheer, yeah. and it ain't coming out.
Yeah, I mean...
Like, it's just not.
It's not... Like I said, it's not sexy, but, like, at the end of the day, there are very large brands in the laundry category for babies, then people buy that in addition to a regular detergent. There are very large brands in the category that are for delicate fabrics that people buy in addition to regular detergent. So this was just building on that, saying... Buy all the regular detergent you want for your regular stuff. But if you want the stuff you're investing a lot of money in, the stuff you like to wear the most to last and perform, we think there's an opportunity to build a new active wear type or synthetic fabric type solution.
Drew Westerveld is our guest. He is the founder, is that what
yeah.
I call you? CEO, founder of Hex Performance, a Baltimore company. I knew it was a Baltimore company because it said so on the back. Every time I would use this fresh and clean scent antibacterial fabric protector as a detergent, I would see on the back, because this is the original bottle we had for months.
Yeah, that's probably why I didn't love it initially, because it's not a detergent. That one's not the detergent.
It smelled nice, though.
It does smell nice. That one goes like in your rinse cycle, like where the softener goes.
You're going to have to teach me all this,
yeah,
dude. That's why you're here, man.
I'll get you.
I thought we were going to learn about lacrosse.
Away.
You thought we were going to talk about sports.
Let's go there.
Well, the lacrosse part of this, and dare I say, you know, you've mentioned Under Armour 100 times, even though they've never sponsored the show. Kevin Plank, you know, came up with this thing, and I remember when Kevin had stuff in the trunk of his car.
Yeah.
Like, I remember Kevin being around and at the radio station. North Carolina State signed up in the beginning. He was trying to get Maryland. He had this miracle thing that you could sweat in and you didn't feel like you weighed 100 pounds. And for anybody that's ever been an athlete and sweaty,
it's awesome
it was
stuff.
revolutionary, I should say. But the part where you launder it, right, it took a generation. I mean, Kevin's been running around with 25 years of this Under Armour stuff, right? Like, I figured out 6 months ago that a guy from Baltimore who was a lacrosse guy had a product that could fix it when I was still dipping my stuff in vinegar, you know, recently. At what point did the money of the fabric people not sort of catch on that they were selling something that wasn't getting laundered through traditional means?
Well, I mean, we're talking about nerdy chemistry stuff, but I think what opened my eyes was before we were thinking about a laundry product, we wanted to clean sports venues. And what connected the dots for me was when we realized the chemistry we were using was really good for synthetics. And then we also found out that Under Armour and these other activewear brands were essentially building it into the product. Like, so a lot of these activewear brands are building in antimicrobials or anti-odor technologies into the fabric because they know it's going to get crushed and ruined through wash and wear because detergents aren't going to work. So they're trying to preserve the fabric from what they know is going to happen.
You I'm like 75 washes out of this.
And I'm like, here's the, why don't we just take that, with that, with, if they're building these things into the fabric, let's build them into detergents. So when you wash, you actually benefit the fabric.
Can you explain how it works in a way that is lacrosse player? I'm not smart. I'm from Dundalk. Okay. Yeah. Explain it to me. Cause I'm perpetually 12 years old. Look at my belt buckles. You know, I mean, they're from 1980. Yeah. So, I mean, explain it to me so I can explain it to my wife. If my wife says, so how does it really work? Or if a kid says, how is it that this is cotton?
Okay.
And how does that detergent that's been cleaning our underwear all of our lives,
sure,
right? This change really happened when Plank and that, the active wear.
Yeah, he created an incredible product. Now, you have this massive laundry category. So there's, in the U.S., in the house, in household laundry in the U.S. is a $10 billion category. So there's $10 billion of laundry detergent bought for household use every year.
That doesn't shock me at all.
There is, until Under Armour created this awesome fabric and promoted all the benefits of it, no one ever said, man, I washed my Champion t-shirt and it still stinks. That never existed. No one ever had that pain point. However, when synthetic fabrics came in, they're plastic. They're not natural fibers like a cotton. So the, to explain it like simpleton lacrosse is that cleaning something that's porous, so a natural fiber like a cotton is easy to penetrate and get things through it to clean it out. However, a synthetic is a plastic, so it's a hard surface. So when something gets in it, it's hard to get it out. So we had to figure out...
It wicks, literally.
Correct.
The whole idea is it's wicking, right?
So what the challenge of traditional detergents are is they're... If you've poured traditional detergents, they're thick. And there's nothing in them that actually disinfects or kills what causes odor. So what they rely on is if it smells good, it must be clean. But in activewear, the more that something penetrates in it, like body oils or sweat or bacteria, and then you put it in a washing machine that's wet, you put in more detergent that doesn't kill anything, it grows. So the more times you wash
it, that's why it stinks.
It gets worse and worse and worse. And that's why these brands are building in anti-odor technology so that doesn't happen. So all we said was, our product is water-like, you've used it. The negative of thick detergents are they create a residue, and residues are what odor sources feed on.
So
think about it. Think about it. You're putting a sweaty item in a wet environment in a washing machine. There's nothing that's disinfecting. There's nothing, and we're leaving a residue that promotes every time we wash it again, it smells worse.
Okay.
And the only defense the current products had was fragrance. So if you read laundry bottles, it says this fragrance is going to last for 10 weeks.
This is when I come off the yoga mat putting cologne on and the stink is still there. You're just deodorizing.
So we said, let's not look at laundry formulas. Let's build products that can get into a penetrate a hard surface like a synthetic and wash out the stuff you don't want. But the residue we do leave behind is stopping things from growing in the fabric to create odor.
So when I smell that fresh scent of what I smell, which is crisp linen in this one, because this is what I've been using lately. Yeah. I'm almost out. I've pointed that out.
I know. I hope you
are. I'm almost out. I don't want it free. I'll buy it. I just need to find it. So what's the best way to find it?
So, like, I mean, easiest is online via Amazon or a website. In retail locally, Baltimore-wise, it's Wegmans. We're in a subset of Walmarts. We're in a subset of Targets. But not all stores of Wegmans.
We found that
not all stores of Target and Walmart, but Wegmans in all stores. So that's really the local options. But the easiest is our website or Amazon.
Hex.com. What is it? Hex?
Hexperformance.com.
Hexperformance.com. All right. I want the local part of this. Drew Westerveld is here. He's the CEO of this thing. He's a lacrosse guy. We're at Farr and Dodder. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I've been giving away some... I don't know if I've had any winners or not. I gave them away. People smell them, and they walk away, but I'm not sure. But we have a variety pack here. The O-Snaps. We have the fantastic Peppermint Payout Multipliers. And these are unscented, but they all smell like gingerbread now. Unwrap the Cash, the $5,000 one. So, and we're going to be at Wise Markets on Monday with former Maryland State Stadium Authority Chairman Tom Kelso, as well as a professional wrestler, Derek Frazier, who's now a manager at Wise, like a lacrosse guy. He had to find another gig. I'm going to talk to him about that. And we're also going to have John Martin from the Maryland Lottery out for our holiday edition. Eggnog, ham, and sauerkraut and kielbasa. So you know it's going to be legit at Wise Markets. I think for this product and for where one of the things about promoting it for me and why you're here is, you know, Baltimore gets a bad rap, right? I mean, in a lot of different ways, and, you know, things aren't here. What gets invented? I had the Tessie Mays guys on. We've had a lot of beer here. I mean, obviously, big companies like McCormick, Black and Decker, Under Armour, we mentioned things that are from here. But there aren't a whole lot of products in my home that I pick it up and it says manufactured in Baltimore, Maryland. Yeah. I mean, I'm just being honest with you. So you're wondering what you're doing here. We're Baltimore Positive. Yeah. There's not a whole lot of things where, and maybe there are, and I should look harder for them, and people can yell at me and say, sure, there's all sorts of things being made here, but I think there's a made in Baltimore, made in Maryland thing that we all take pride in. You being a UMBC guy, you live in Anna Severna Park. Where's your factory? How did this come from? A lacrosse nerd who had some science, who had some economics, who puts it together to get money, funding, all of the things that have, that I know have to happen to get this product into a Target, literally.
I mean, we,
when did it start? Let me start with that. What year did you think about this and that motion begin as a lacrosse player?
So I was still playing until like 2018. So 15, 16, I started messing with it. And then we started really getting into it and creating product and getting distribution in late 17, 18.
So that's when the lacrosse, my lacrosse instructor came to me and said, here, try this.
Correct. Yeah, your yoga instructor, yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, much like Plank running around to radio stations and running around to sports teams and selling out of the trunk. Run me through that period of your, because I'm first connected with you on LinkedIn. I don't know how exactly it happened, but, and you know of me, but I don't know the whole, it's an amazing thing that this made itself to shelves.
You mean like how do we get, like what's the process?
This is hard to do, dude. Yeah, this is.
I think, you know, and I didn't mention, but we do have like local businesses that carry the product, like Charm City Run and stuff like
okay,
that.
Okay, fair, so, fantastic. I love
so,
Josh.
So, I mean, they're
all
great
my shoes
as well.
From him. Yeah. I got these shoes from Josh right here, right up the street.
I mean, the process, the challenging part of it is, and I don't think many people probably realize it, but in a grocery store or a Target or a Walmart, they're only meeting with vendors once a year for what they do the following year. So it's a very long sales cycle. So for instance, we'll be meeting with vendors or trying to meet with vendors we want to be in distribution with in August for what they do that next April.
But also you meet them in 2019 and 2023, they hear a podcast and say, maybe we should reconsider that. Or you haven't pitched us in a year or two or three.
Yeah.
Trying to get it, because no's only no for now. It's not no forever.
That's right.
In any case, right?
And the vendors we're talking to do a ton of business with very, very big businesses. There's not very many niche brands approaching them saying, let's talk laundry.
Right, right.
So I think we learned quickly it was about data. It was about like, not about saying like, oh, this cleans better. This is like with Target, when we went to them was like, hey, I don't know if you realize this, but you also sell activewear, and you sell $1 billion of activewear a year that no one even thinks about in their private label business in Targets. We were like, hey, you have tons of consumers buying this, and you have nothing in your laundry aisle to talk to them.
It. Right.
Like, this is an opportunity. Now, the challenge is it takes
everybody
forever.
That hears that can understand that. If you have a clue about business at all, that there's pain and there's a missing
right.
ingredient. Right?
And where how we've approached the business has not been going to a Target or a Wegmans or you name the retailer and saying, hey, I am here to get your shoppers to stop buying something and buy me. What's interesting about the sales call is I'm going in saying, I'm not asking your consumer to switch. They're going to buy whatever they buy, what they love for their regular laundry, but I know they have a problem with their performance stuff. So what I'm going to do for you is say, buy all that, but when, because we know consumers segment activewear. You wash it separately than other things. So what I'm here to tell you, target buyer, is buy all the Tide you want and have your consumers buy all, but I'm going to sell something incrementally that they're going to buy in addition to it, which is going to grow your category.
Is there anything else out there that's another you in Denver or another you in China that's making this in a different, with a different.
There's starting to be a lot of people talking about making cleaning products for activewear, but not with the chemistry we're using.
Right on. And your chemistry is patented to you.
Well, yeah. I mean, how many cleaning products have you ever heard of that say that I do something after you use it? I keep working after I use you. That's the whole difference about what we do is we're building in chemistries. It sounds very nerdy, but we're building in chemistries that are bonding to the fabric so that the next time you're in class, it's inhibiting odor from happening on something or inhibiting, it's promoting actually the wickability of that shirt or the breathability of it. So there's a lot of things we're saying is really unique. And this is the challenge of our business in communicating it is that we're not just another cleaner. We're trying to like prolong the useful life and the performance of what you spend a ton of money
too.
On.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Stuff's expensive.
It's like insurance for your activewear type of play.
All right. Drew Westervelt's here. Hex Performance is the product. How many of these products do you have? How many different kinds of bottles do you sell?
A bunch of different products, from like stain removers to detergents to additives to dryer sheets to deodorizing sprays. We have probably 15
SKUs. I want to learn how to use them all, dude.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like,
I'll get you hooked up now.
I met you an hour ago. I don't even know what I'm doing. You told me I'm supposed to use them both.
Yeah.
Is that a sales technique you're giving me with the use the both? Or what?
No, you obviously didn't read the instructions.
No, I didn't read the instructions.
Well, that's what they're there for.
I went there to begin with.
I mean, look, I get the miss, but we can fix that.
All right. I have to read?
I mean, maybe I should. That's a good idea. Maybe I should just make them like, listen, like pictures.
I have a 530-page book that I wrote on the Ravens, and I knew we were going to hell in a handbasket in this country. In 2014, when I went down to Ocean City for the Ravens convention,
yeah.
And I had my book out there, and people kept coming by, and they're like, that book ain't got no pictures. That's only got words. And I'm like, so I am my own worst, you know, enemy, I guess, at this point.
I mean, I think that's good feedback. I'd prefer some pictures.
This isn't a book. It's a pamphlet. I don't do pictures. I don't do emojis. If you put little cartoons on, I don't see those. I need words. But then I just need them to be concise.
Yeah.
And I need them to be highlighted that says, you must read this if you want to
read
use
before
this
properly. Use.
I mean, like the part here where it says, maybe harmful if swallowed. Yeah, I read that. I mean, I don't even need
yeah,
to read that.
Don't drink it.
Don't drink it.
I mean, you'll be fine, but I wouldn't recommend
it. Yeah, please do not do that. But it is biodegradable. Biodegradable blend of water, surfactants.
Yep.
Chelating.
Chelating.
C-H-L-A-T-I-N-G. I've never seen that word in my life, and I'm a writer. Mm-hmm. Stabilizers, fragrance, enzymes, and preservatives. Mm-hmm. I can tell you what they're... What's a chelating agent?
It's just like a binder. It helps stabilize the formula.
Okay. Well, stuff works. And I found you on the internet, and I got you here in 3 days. That's a record. Tell me about your lacrosse career. Tell me about UMBC and all that, because you must have loved it to play that long. I mean, I've talked to a million athletes about a million things. Every one of them had that fire of competitiveness in them that made them still want to do it, even when they're making $1 million and could have got killed doing it, or whether they're just out there because they love doing it. But if you're flying back and forth across the country with your lacrosse gear
as a
30-year-old, you loved it, you know?
It's crazy to think we did it for so long. But, yeah, I grew up in Bel Air, went to John Carroll, played soccer, basketball, lacrosse, and then went to UMBC, played for Don Zimmerman, knew Pete Kerenji, mentioned on the UMBC soccer side.
I knew all them.
Yeah, so played for Zim for 4 years, and then... graduated and
was Monica Yankel coaching the women then? Monica's a life
friend
of mine.
She was just before I got there.
Okay. All right, good. All right. I know the era. She gave me a UMBC lacrosse shirt when she was the coach, and I wore it for years and years and years. So people would see me.
I think she was there just before me.
You know how long ago that was? Now I'm not BSing. You know how long ago that was? It was not it was a cotton shirt.
I'm sure.
It was a regular cotton shirt. Where Kerenji gave me a UMBC soccer shirt back before the Final Four and all that, that was gold, that I wore in yoga forever, and it was with the original stinky piece. It was the original piece. I wrote to Kerenji and said, shirt's stinking, dude. I need a new shirt.
No,
you want me to wear it?
I was at UMBC. I graduated in 2007, and the first 2 years, our practice stuff was champion stuff. Like
cotton.
Old school.
Right, yeah.
Champion stuff.
I had a black shirt that was that way.
And the second 2 years was when we finally got, you know, Under Armour stuff.
Who Who were the basketball players when you were there? Sullivan coaching then? I'm trying to think of who your players were. Was Jay there?
Hodge.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of those guys' names. They had my junior or senior year. They did pretty well, but it was after me when they down UVA.
Right, well, that was way after you. Yeah. Same thing with the Final Four. That was a couple years after you too. Yeah. Final Four was when my wife was battling, so that was 14. That was 14, 15.
Yep.
14 and 15 was those years for sure.
Yeah, we had some good runs when I was there in lacrosse. I think we made the quarterfinals one or two years in a row. But the highlight was taking down Maryland. It's always,
You know. Well, everybody beat them in the end for a long, long. I mean, they waited a long, long, long time.
Yeah, we always wanted to make sure they could make it to Preakness.
Right,
you know, we wanted them out of the tournament.
These lacrosse guys. See, I once I get you talking lacrosse, I knew I'd get that lacrosse fire in you. Right.
Yeah, I mean.
Why in Harford County, kid playing lacrosse? Was it big then? As opposed to baseball. I'm just throwing it. My last name's Aparicio. My people came off a boat from Venezuela. My cousin's in the Hall of Fame. So, like, a Dundalk kid in 1978, 80, 84, there was no one in our neighborhood that owned a lacrosse stick, that knew what lacrosse was, that ever played it. There was a kid in Berkshire who threw the ball against the wall, and there was a kid in Old Dundalk whose father was involved at Loyola who went to Loyola, but I didn't know anyone who played lacrosse. Soccer, yeah, because we had, you know, Greek kids and Italian kids from Island Town or whatever. Yeah. I was a baseball community completely. Which, to me, with the Orioles and Cal Ripken and the legacy of all of that, plus the lacrosse legacy that's here and the butterfly that we always talk about. But I find it interesting when kids in Dundalk or Harford County or places it used to be, Harford County's Cal Ripken land, right? Like,
yeah.
But you can't play them both, right?
No, I did. In middle school, I played, like, club baseball. It was, like, some team called the Harford Sox. I think we played like, 60 games one summer.
So you did have a baseball bat in your hand before you had a lacrosse
stick. And I was
stick.
Like, I'm done. Like, I'm burnt out of this. I need a time limit on games. This is too much.
It was enough action.
I'm a little
for
ADD. You know, okay. I need to, like,
action.
Yeah, I need action. And it was slow, and it was a lot of stuff. So my older brother was a really good baseball player. And then,
so I'm not nuts.
No.
I'm not nuts. And a kid from Harford
it wasn't
County
from Bell. I didn't go to school in Harford County. In middle school, I went to a school in Baltimore called Odyssey.
Okay.
And we started a lacrosse program, and not me, some other guys, and I picked it up and loved it. And we were like a little tiny school in Baltimore.
How old were you?
I don't know. However old you are in sixth grade.
11.
Yeah.
So you were 11 when you got a lacrosse stick.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, 11, 12, something like that, and then loved it.
Well, it's more of a birth sport here now, more than baseball. Like, during the generation, you're my son's age, I'm 55, in that 20-year period, and I think Angelo's had a lot to do with it, and Camden, you know, just in general, football coming to the community at that
I
point
wish
as
I
well.
Played football. That's a regret.
Okay, all right. But you had a hell of a lacrosse career, right?
Yeah, it was awesome. I mean, the college thing was awesome, and then a guy I played with, and really the main reason I went to UMBC was a guy, Brendan Mundorf, I played with there, and he got drafted. He was a year older than me. He got drafted to play in the outdoor league, and then he got drafted to play in the indoor league, and we had been a good tandem. So when I graduated, I got drafted to the same teams he was on, so we just kind of picked back up our connection
never let it
from
go.
College.
Yeah, never let it
so
go.
So, like, for 10 years, I can't believe I did it, both the indoor and outdoor leagues for 10 years. We did the U.S. national team together, and I think every weekend was traveling with
them. What were you
doing
for work at that point? I always found it fascinating. Anytime I would have any lacrosse guys out, I fly to Pittsburgh on the weekends, or I fly here on the weekends, but, you know, I'm a stockbroker during the weekend. You know, like, everybody had a gig in your league.
Before the Hex thing, when I graduated college, I was working for, like, a commercial real estate company, a local business called Mannequin on the, like, project management construction side, and then took a job at Constellation Energy doing project management stuff because I had the flexibility to roll out on early on a Friday and fly to wherever.
And when do you decide, as a human being, as a 30-something, I have this thing that I'm going to dedicate my... People ask me all the time, like, how did you get a radio station? It's 30 years ago. What were you thinking? I wasn't.
That's exactly right.
Love sports, and this seemed like the only reason I did that. I love sports. I love journalism. It gave me a chance to do both. I didn't think about it as a business until I had to. And then being a business is the only thing that really matters, because the only way, the only sustainable part of it is this has to get in stores,
yeah,
or it's a hobby,
yeah,
like literally. And obviously this isn't sexy enough to be a hobby. I mean,
no. You know, we have raised money, done the whole thing. I think when I quit Consolation and I was still playing lacrosse, was just like, the more I kept learning about this, the more I kept digging into it, the more it made it, I felt like it, there was logic to it.
It was your life's opportunity.
I was like, this, like, yeah, why not? Let's do this and figure it out. And it's, you know, 6, 7, 8 years later, we're still doing it.
So what's the next thing for Hex and for your company? And where do you make it? I did ask you that, because
it's all in Baltimore.
Everything's Baltimore.
Yeah.
Scientists were from Baltimore. The
yep.
people did that. So, I mean, that's a hell of a Baltimore story, dude. That's a, I can't believe it took me this long to get you on.
Yeah, like we
were like, what am I doing
and
here?
And the cool thing is, like,
I'm like, it's a great Baltimore story, you know?
We use a vendor in Baltimore that all they do is a local third-generation Baltimore business. They make all of our formula. That gets moved over to another Baltimore business that all they do is fill bottles and label bottles. It then moves to another Baltimore business that all they do is, it's a 3PL, it's a warehouse, and all they do is warehouse product and move it to retailers. Like, it's all right here.
I did the entire Curio tour with Wendy about 6 weeks ago. So I went to the Grow, and she's like, get in the car, we're going up the street. I'm like, where are we going? She's like, well, where do you think all the gum? But we have to make all of this stuff, you know? And then we have to package it all. And then we have to distribute it all.
Yeah.
It's not just like a bunch of plants in the back with lights
yeah.
and all the science. That it's just an amazing thing.
Yeah.
I think anytime you go behind the scenes of a beer operation, you go to a
yeah.
local brewery, and to see the time, the love, the vats, the science of beer
yeah.
has also, you know, things that make things different. For you with this, are you done with the product as a product? Like, it works. It's real. It's definable. It's in a bottle. Is it just about scents at this point? I mean,
No.
You're not done with this, the science of this.
It's changed a couple times.
Okay. And like,
I mean, not like radically, but like, I mean, there's always, so it's not like we're making, like, we're leveraging other businesses, whether they're packaging suppliers or fillers or third-party logistics companies. Like, that's
sure.
what they do. We're a sales and marketing company, so we're not doing that. We're not making it. We have partners that it's our product.
Right, sure.
But, you know, just like on what all the different things you read on the back of that bottle, there are hundreds of vendors that make really cool technologies. So we're looking at them like, does this make a better mousetrap, right?
Right.
Should we
sure.
be thinking about this? So, yeah, it's always changing.
Eliminate odors with technology, not perfumes. Removes the gunk and funk. Is that a real word, gunk? And other detergents leave behind. Protects fabrics from losing that new clothes feeling. And I've already endorsed it because that's how I found
yeah.
you. So Drew Westervelt's here from Hex, Baltimore company. Takes the stink out and all the funk out of all my stuff. You allow me to eat these delicious clean cuisine crab cakes here and go get sweaty tonight on my hot yoga mat. I have all my smarmy, stanky stuff from last night put on the side. I'm waiting to get the smarmy, stanky stuff from tonight because I wash in batches, right? You know, I
sure.
mean, I got to get one or two or three
sure.
like little things going on here,
yeah.
but... So how am I going to do this to teach me? I'm going to put a cap of this in.
Yeah.
Barely got a cap left. I'll put a cap of this in, and then halfway through the cycle, we go here?
I guarantee your washing machine has two different chambers.
It does.
One says detergent, one says fabric softener.
Just dump them both in.
Dump that one in detergent, this one in fab softener, and then you don't have to do anything. It'll do it for you.
You're talking to me like I'm a dumbass, and you're right, okay? But like, what we need to know is I just need to know how to do it right one time. You teach me one time... I promise you I've never put them both in there. I'll read the instructions. It says so on the button. My wife's gone. You're treating me like my wife treats me now. Read the bottle. Well, it is a good point. All right. If you put emojis on, I wouldn't make any sense anyway. how best to get in touch with you or any of that kind of stuff, or find the stuff? Just go to Hex Performance.
Yeah, hexperformance.com.
Click it,
yeah.
and it comes.
Yep.
Thanks for being a good sport. Crab cake was good too, right?
It was awesome.
Drew Westervelt from Hex here. We're doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. We try to learn stuff around here. Today is the science and the technology part of our Crab Cake Tour. We have the O-Snap. I don't know the science of... how they make these smell like gingerbread, but they do. The Unwrap the Cash and the Peppermint Payouts as well. Maryland Lottery together with Win Donation and our friends at Jiffy Lube MultiCare. I can see it right out the window, right across York Road here. We're at Far and Daughter, a Curio wellness brand. They are sponsoring our 25th anniversary with all of our members. You can find all those up at BaltimorePositive.com and great stories. We're plotting the biggest charity initiative I've ever done in February. I'm sort of breadcrumbing it beginning today because it started to take shape the last couple of days as we get through the holiday. Hope everybody's enjoying all of our coverage around here, as well as Luke being out in Owings Mills next week for Christmas week as the Ravens head to San Francisco, where I once left my heart. Hopefully we don't leave a cheap victory on national TV and curdle my eggnog and wreck my ham and sauerkraut and mashed potatoes on Christmas night. We'll be at Wise Markets buying all of those items, including the delicious sauerkraut and kielbasa. I'm trying to get Derek to mix it up in some sort of a vat so we can give it out with the lottery tickets on Monday. We'll be at Wise Markets in Honeygo, joined by Maryland Stadium Authority former chairman Tom Kelso, as well as John Martin of the Maryland Lottery. We're going to come back, continue on. Gina Shock from the Go-Go's will be here momentarily. We're talking rock and roll, drums. I'm going to give her a lottery ticket. I'm going to give her a crab cake from Clean Cuisine. And my thanks to Drew for coming out and hanging out. We are WNST AM 1570. Towson, Baltimore from Far and Daughter and Timonium. We continue on. We're at BaltimorePositive.com. Stay with us.